Time to talk some Golden Gopher football. Muhammad Ibrahim is with us, the senior-to-be now for this Gopher football team. And first of all, Mo, great to see you.
Nice seeing you, too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's great to catch up and great to talk about some football here as we, you know, approach the month of July now. And it's an important time for football players, the summer months. And I want to ask you about that. What is going on now with the team in terms of I know the players can organize practices, and then I'm sure there's plenty of weight room time right now.
It just feels good being back together with the whole team. With COVID, we wasn't able to do this last year. So just being able to just work out together, host these players' practices where we can just go against our defense by ourselves and just get better with competition against each other. Going best against best every day, it just makes us a better team, and it's something we didn't have last year, so we're definitely looking forward to it every week this week.
In fact, if memory serves me correct, you were stranded a year ago around this time, right? Like overseas, internationally. Refresh my memory on that.
Maybe like a month ago, I was stuck in Denmark. I didn't know if I was going to come back or not. You know, this is when COVID outbreak first happened, so. I'm just happy to be back here, and I haven't left the country since. So,
how much do you think it had an impact just on the team in general, especially with how young the defense was at the start of the year that you guys weren't able to get together last year, and how much different has it been so far this summer? Do you think
those spring practices and summer workout practices definitely helps? With defense, you have to see different looks, you have to see different schemes, how you're going to fit things up and stuff like that. So just having the leaders that we have on defense and them being able to help out the younger guys with the fits and stuff like that, this time actually helps them a lot.
Take me through what a typical players-led practice is like right now this time of year. What kind of things are you doing? And, how organized is it? How strict is it? How loose does it get?
We understand that practices are probably the hardest thing that we go through. Practices are hard, so the games are very easy. You just go out there and play. With the young guys coming in, you have to prepare them for the practices. There's certain things that we do, running off the field, plus string, handing the ball to the managers, finishing each drill. You have to install those little things into the new players and show them what the practices will look like because the coaches, the first day of practices, they're not going to say this is the first one. We had 10, 20 practices in the summer where we're able to show the young guys what to do. So, that's what we want to do. So it's very strict. The position leaders take control of their groups. A normal captain practice is probably about 6-7 periods of Indy where you can just go through drills, touch up some things that you guys need to work on. Then after that, you might get a period with the quarterbacks. They get some throws in, some timing things. And then after that, we might go through some blitz pickups. We might go through some 7-on-7. It depends on the day and what we need to work on.
Wow, sounds pretty cool indeed. And then, in the season, I know you guys lift some, but it's probably different than what you're going through now. Is the summertime a little more intense in the weight room and the conditioning?
Yes. So the summertime, they're trying to get your body right. Get you conditioned, get you bigger, faster, and stronger. Fall camp, they're trying to recover your body, get you back into game ready shape by the time Saturday hits. So that's the biggest difference.
All right, let's talk about summertime as well. I know most players take some summer classes. Are you taking a class or two right now as well?
Not at all. I'm graduated. So, my next classes will be in the fall for grad school.
So you are a holder of a University of Minnesota degree already, and you'll be working on some postgraduate work here in the fall?
Yes, sir.
Take us through what your degree's in and down the road what you hope to use it for.
Right now, I just graduated with a business marketing degree. And then down the road, I want to use it in a real estate company that's getting that business out of there.
Wow, great. Awesome. I want to ask you about your offensive line. You were Big Ten Running Back of the Year last year. Obviously, they road graded some holes for you. You worked hard as well. And now all those guys are back. Plus, you have Daniel Fa'alele and Curtis Dunlap, who are both coming back. How excited are you to have that group of guys up front?
I'm very excited. Just seeing them working out, doing the players' practices and stuff like that. You know, those guys are ready to go. They haven't lost a step, you know, and we welcomed them back with open arms. And I'm just ready to see what they're going to do next year.
Should be good competition too, right? I mean, there's really – I know there were times where you guys will play six offensive linemen, but, I mean, they're like 10 guys that got quite a bit of experience last year up front, and then you add in the two guys that played so well the year before.
Yeah, that's what you want. In a program like this, you know, depth is what we love. Guys are being able to push each other, and it just brings out the best in each other. And you know, that's one of the things that Coach Fleck harps on. You know, he wants you to change your best every day, and if you have somebody behind you pushing you to do that, you know, your best is going to shine every day.
What can you do in practice with the offensive line? I'm guessing you guys aren't going full pads or tackling or anything, but how can you create some chemistry there still with some of these workouts?
Actually, you can. We do a lot of blitz pickup. You know, throw different looks at us, and we all have to diagnose it all together. And you know, that's what we mostly do with each other. Just seeing different looks and seeing how we're going to, you know, switch them off between each other.
All right. I mentioned you were Big Ten Running Back of the Year last year. This past week, or within the past couple of weeks, you were named First Team Preseason All-American by the Walter Camp Foundation. So, you know, it's nothing new necessarily, you getting accolades. I know you were Big Ten, you know, Offensive Player of the Week once or twice last year as well. What do these awards mean to you, and what did it mean to be recognized even before the season started for this coming year?
You know, I really don't look at it that much. You know, I was kind of surprised when somebody told me during the workouts. You know, I don't really see it on Twitter and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a blessing, one. But two, you know, that's last season. You know, I'm worried about next season. I'm worried about what this team can do next year. You know, I think that's the main important part. It's just not sitting back and thinking about what happened last year, but just moving forward. Because, you know, we didn't reach the goals that we wanted last year. And this year is a fresh start, so you know, we X that out, and then we're moving on forward to the next year.
From a team perspective, obviously you want to increase the wins. From an individual perspective, I mean, you had such a great year with a limited number of games. You had a nose for the end zone, scored all those touchdowns. Are there some things this summer that you're working on, though, to try to even, you know, take another step in improving your game as a running back?
Yeah, currently I'm, you know, taking time with Coach Burns. Just talking about football. Anytime he's in the office, you know, I'll pop my head in there. And he'd tell me some things that, you know, he just learned, or some things that he wanted me to watch. So, you know, we're preparing ourselves for the different things we might see this year. I'm working on my linear speed, trying to go far distance, and then working on catching the balls with Tanner and Zach. And then, you know, just route running and stuff like that. Just developing my game to the next level, and, you know, just doing things that people say I can't do, trying to define the odds.
How excited are you with the news that there's going to be fans, first of all? And I think, you know, there's a lot of schools around the Big Ten announcing they'll be full capacity. The hope clearly here is that will be the case as well. How different is that, and how excited are you that, especially that opener, you know, when Ohio State comes to town, that could be a full house?
I'm definitely excited. You know, I think that, you know, last year was kind of like not realistic. You know, you had to pump yourself up. You had to, you know, do whatever you had to do to get yourself ready for the game. But, you know, when the crowd is there, you know, you don't need to do anything. You know, you just look up and, you know, you're ready to play. And, you know, it's something that, you know, you look forward to when you come to a college. You know, it's a big jump from high school to college. And, you know, some people haven't played with fans yet. So, you know, this experience is what you came to college for. So I'm happy that it's back to normal. And I'm happy that, you know, we start off with Ohio State so people can see how TCF really looked.
is last one for you. Is it hard to try to pace yourself in terms of the excitement level for that opener with the Buckeyes coming to town, or will you try to get pumped up as the days go on here, even in June and July?
You know, you gradually get pumped up. You know, you hear it every once in a while, like, what are y'all looking forward to? And then, you know, all the fans wanted to talk about Ohio State. But, you know, right now you got to think about summer. Right now it's all about getting better, being a better person for yourself, and then, you know, getting the team better with each other. So I'll say late August I'll be ready, and I'll be very pumped up about Ohio State. When I look at their game plan and, you know, start game planning them, is when I'll be definitely motivated and ready to play.
Yeah, we'll all be ready to watch, that's for sure. Hey, great to see you, Muhammad Ibrahim, Big Ten Running Back of the Year. And we'll see you in Chicago coming up here shortly as well for Big Ten Media Days.
All right, see you.